how these women, I know I sound judgy, but I feel like I got to be a little judgy here, because what are you doing to your face? You and I don't contour and do all that kind of crap.
Oh my, I wouldn't have the first clue how to do that.
Right. I mean, we just put makeup on like normal people did in the 80s.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Common Sense? Welcome to another deep dive episode of the Chicks on the Right podcast.
Diving deep today.
We're going really, really deep into makeup.
This is an important discussion we're having today, you guys. It's so important.
Very important.
Yeah, especially for the men out there.
Right. Well, this actually affects them deeply.
Yeah, totally.
And they are the
them.
Subject of this conversation, really.
Really, it does. It does affect them.
But before we get to that, we need to talk about the fact that now our MyPillow code
checks. I just blew somebody out of their car.
Code Chicks, if you use it right now, I know we've been saying that you can get buy one, get one on sets of sheets and towels now, because MyPillow has introduced My Slippers. Now that code gets you 40% off of My Slippers.
That's huge.
Right?
I know. I want to go buy like 50 more pairs of slippers.
I know.
These slippers are amazing!
And so furry and warm and huggy around your feet.
I think that's the best adjective is huggy.
Huggy.
They're very huggy.
Hug your foot in like a blanket of furry love.
It's like kitten fur. It's like they took kitten fur and they hug your feet in kitten fur. Not that they're using kitten fur. I wouldn't want to say or infer at any time that they're actually using the fur of kittens on the inside of their slippers. So I don't think they're doing that. But it just feels like kitten fur.
Right? It feels like it. And they have slip-ons or moccasins, like the traditional moccasins. And they're amazing. My
That's
kid has the moccasins.
Yeah.
I have the slide-ons. They all hug your foot in the most delicious way.
I have the moccasins. I love the moccasins. I'm partial to the moccasins. I know you like the slip-ons. But anyways, for a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off the My Slippers. You guys go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square. There's a square. He can spare a square. Enter promo code CHICKS.
CHICKS.
CHICKS. Call 800-875-0513. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts, like our deep dive, on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, which we both have, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, which we both have, and the MyPillow towel sets, which again, we both have. You can only save 40% on the new My Slippers with the promo code
CHICKS.
Call 800-875-0513 or visit MyPillow.com today.
Today. Okay, now let's talk about makeup. So the reason that I thought we could talk about makeup was a couple reasons. First of all, earlier this week, you and I did that hilarious viral filter that's going around on Snapchat, on Instagram, on TikTok, on everywhere, called Pillow Face.
Yeah,
it's like where it's, you it's apply a, lady. A plastic surgery filter, essentially.
Right. It should be a Lady Gaga song.
Pillow face.
Yeah.
Ma.
That, yeah.
And so what it does is it gives you the bee stung lips. It like fills your cheeks with like filler and like you just look ridiculous.
You
and
look
everybody
like,
looks the same.
You look like a Kardashian or Lisa Rinna.
But not even as good. You end up looking like a really made up Jennifer Coolidge.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And like, it's crazy how everybody looks the
like
same.
Like amplified. Everybody's very amplified. Yeah. And I looked like I was almost transsexual. Don't you think?
I mean, let's just get a little trans.
Right. I mean, let's just get real. That's what I look like. You looked ridiculous.
Ridiculous. But also, like a lot of the women who do this for real.
Who also look ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Right.
I mean, you know, it makes me sad, really, to think about the pressure that is on people to now look this blown up puffer fish sort of way. And so I thought that was interesting. But then I also read, you know, there's these mommy blogs like Scary Mommy. And there's like a bunch of these mommy different blogs and bulletin boards here in the United States. But the equivalent of that in the UK is a bulletin board called Mumsnet. Yes. And it's similar. Like, it's just moms getting together and talking about all the things. And there was a woman who posted on Mumsnet talking about makeup. And she was specifically saying that she gets a lot more attention from men when she has, like, a full face of makeup on.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about, like, makeup that you and I wear every day. We're talking about the kind of makeup like that these chicks wear, like when they do those videos where they just cake on the makeup. I mean, they're wearing so much makeup that they, like, you and I don't contour and do all that kind of crap.
Oh my, I wouldn't have the first clue how to do that.
Right. I mean, we just put makeup on like normal people did in the 80s. You know, you put a little blush on, you put a little eyeliner on, slap on some mascara, some lip gloss, and you're out the door.
Exactly.
You know, like these chicks.
You just outlined my entire routine.
Right.
That was it.
Right. That's what you do. Like these chicks, it's a production. Like, I mean, you watch like a Kylie Jenner tutorial on how she does her makeup. It takes her like 30 minutes to put a full face of makeup on. And it's like, you know, it's got to be an inch deep.
Oh my gosh, it is caked.
It's disgusting. I don't know how these women, I know I sound judgy, but I feel like I got to be a little judgy here because what are you doing to your face?
The reason that this woman wrote on Mumsnet was not just because, you know, she had noticed anecdotally that she got more attention from men when she had a full face of makeup on, but she says that she wonders if it's a form of catfishing. That when women wear like the real makeup, like you were just talking about with Kylie Jenner and all these other influencers who wear like seven, like they make the war paints
right.
on their faces and then there's blending.
And then they blend it and then, it's scary looking. Yeah, it's exactly. It does look like war paint. It looks exactly like that. And then they look completely different.
Totally different.
Made up. Like they'll show themselves. Like, here's what I look like in the morning. And you're like, wow, you're... like, you look like me.
Right.
You look like
a person.
You look like a person. And then they get so glammed up that you're just like, they're unrecognizable.
It's amazing. So you're right that there is a difference between like your casual everyday makeup, like what we have on right now, and the contouring, the foundation, the highlighting, the bronzing, all of the things, mm-hmm. where you do end up looking like a totally different person. So she was talking to her friends, this blogger person, and said a couple of her friends admitted to her that their boyfriends have never seen what they actually look like.
Oh my God.
That they're afraid to show their naked faces to their boyfriends. And so is it a kind of catfishing? Like, are you being deceptive when you put on that amount of makeup?
I think so. Don't you think?
Well,
because
it's
like
the question.
Because I think it's like a mask. It is like a mask. I mean, really, especially when you put that much makeup on. Okay, so if you're in a relationship with somebody, eventually you're going to have to see that person. I mean, at some point, they're going to see you sick. They're going to see you giving birth. They're going to see you throwing up. They're going to see you in, like, the worst of situations. You're going to look like shit around them at some point. So you're going to, whether you want to put the makeup on or not, you're not going to be able to. There's going to be some point of vulnerability where you're just not going to be able to put the 15 pounds of makeup on your face.
Right.
Then what? Then what's going to happen? Is your husband going to be like, oh my God, I don't recognize this person.
Or I was sold a bill of goods that isn't true.
Right.
I don't know. Right. I mean, this is an interesting question for guys, because if you're a guy who is attracted to like the really heavy makeup look,
and
does that
are.
Mean that you're unwilling to accept women at their natural state, in their natural state?
Right.
And then if that's true, why would any woman want to be with a guy who is unwilling to accept them in their natural state? You know what
I mean? Accept them as they are. Accept her as she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird.
That's very, very weird. And so, but there are men who really prefer that. But then there are men who prefer the natural thing,
right.
too. They don't like all the makeup. Personally, I'd rather be with a guy who doesn't like all the makeup. And then when you put the makeup on, they're like, well, that's kind of nice as a treat.
Yeah, you know? As a treat.
Like, as like a... You know what I mean?
Like, remember, we've had professional makeup done for photo shoots, for TV and whatnot. Uh-huh. And, like, I look markedly different when I am done up by a professional. And I it. It's fun.
I like it, too. It's super
but
fun.
For a special occasion.
Me, too.
Because I would never be able to replicate it, first of all. But second of all, taking it off
is so gross.
Horrific.
Oh, my God. It's like, because we both have done it for events. Yes, for events. And then for television. It's just, it's gross. I mean, you see, like, all this brown in the shower and all this nasty. I mean, it's just your face is, I don't know how women do it. And so when I do see these, you know, tutorials and stuff on the TikToks and the Instagrams and things like that, these women doing it, and they do it every day, like just to go to the grocery store. First of all, that's got to be exhausting.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, I grew up in the South. So I do like to put on, I wear makeup every day. I just don't wear that kind of makeup every day. I mean, I get it. I get the whole, I don't want to go out and scare people, okay? I understand. I mean, I get that whole concept. And I understand because I grew up in the South and it's like hair and makeup and nails are like a big deal. It's a Southern thing, you know, it's just what we do, right? But the whole contouring and all this stuff that women are doing now, it's like a whole different level than what I grew up with and what the whole makeup conditioning that I had growing up.
Oh my God, it's completely different.
It is. It's like to the nth degree. I've just never seen anything like this. I mean, it's just levels and levels and layers, and it's like you need a chisel to get it off.
Yeah. And there's you put like giant triangles under your eyes, and then you put like all these designs on your forehead in different colors, and then somehow you're supposed to blend it all in.
Right.
It blows my mind.
A game of Tetris on your face.
It totally is.
It's so weird. Yeah. I want no part of that. I just want no part of that. But I can't imagine my husband being like, yeah, I like that better.
Oh my God, that would be devastating.
I'd be like, well, you know what? I like you better with hair.
Right. So, I mean, I guess it's as much of a catfish for like a bald dude to always wear a hat until, you know what I mean?
And then all Tim of a McGraw. Sudden.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, so like, is it catfish or is it just enhancing your appearance because you feel good about it? I don't know. These are the questions. Questions of our days.
I think it's catfishing. I think that you need, listen, it's one thing to enhance the way you look. It's another thing to look like a completely different person.
Yeah.
It's like dressing up for Halloween. You go over a line. You know, when I learned to use makeup, my mom and my sister taught me. They both kind of taught me. And it was this whole notion of just, it's to enhance your features. It's to make what you have better. It's to take what God gave you and to just make it look a little better, you know? Just kind of like play up the features. Like, you know, you have pretty eyes. Make your eyes pop.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, take what God gave you and make it just that much better. That's what makeup is for, right? It's not to camouflage, like, unless you have a zit, it's not to camouflage, like, to make you look like a completely different person.
That's what makeup does anymore. I mean, a lot of women look utterly like different people.
Right.
For sure.
And my 11-year-old daughter, eventually, she's going to come to me and she's going to be like, Mommy, I want to wear makeup. And I'll say, this is going to be expensive. That's the first thing I'm going to say. Because I'm going to be like, oh, crap, we're going to be in Sephora and Ulta a lot now, and this is going to suck. So that's the first thing I'm going to think, is it's going to suck. But the second thing is I'm going to tell her, don't hide your natural, because you're a beautiful girl, you know? So don't hide who you are. Just
behind pounds and pounds of caked on makeup, yeah.
Yeah, because that's gross. You just want to, you know, play up your natural features. That's what I would teach her, because that's what my mom and my sister, that's what they taught me, is, you know, do that.
Well, and it all starts with amazing skincare. And so that is why it's very, very exciting for us to be able to talk about one of our favorite brands of skincare, which is a line from Chamonix.
Oh, my God. You just are so excited to be able to say their name.
Chamonix. I love that name so much because it sounds so sexy. They have a line specifically called GenuCell, and they've got this plant stem cell therapy part of their line, this GenuCell line, which is they've got like super powerful serums. They've got, for people who have like eye bags, they have this amazing plant stem cell therapy. They've got like this immediate effects thing where you put it on and your eye bags go away instantaneously, but then they also have like a longer term thing that keeps them at bay. But in addition to that, they have all these other products, which I have used forever.
Yeah, you've been using them for years.
And I'm crazy about it. So I'm so excited that they are sponsoring the Chicks on the Right show right now. And they're offering special offers for our listeners.
Right.
Which is super exciting.
It is really exciting. We're super excited about this, you guys. Because listen, we only talk about and we only endorse stuff that we really love and that we actually use. So you guys go to lovegenucel.com/chicks.
And it's G-E-N-U. U-C-E-L.
You got it. Lovegenucel.com/chicks and enter our special promo code
CHICKS
for an extra 10% off. Say goodbye to puffiness and bags and all that garbage today. Order in the next 20 minutes and get the legendary Genucel XV face cream absolutely free just for trying Genucel today. Chamonix. The best skincare, best results, or your money back. It's a money back guarantee, you guys. Mm-hmm. That's lovegenucel.com/chicks. Lovegenucel.com/chicks.
And you can even say cream like the fancy French way.
You say creme.
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 From Chamonix. I love their Genucel line, you guys.
Yeah.
Try it. It's the basis of having good skin that allows you to wear less makeup.
That's right.
So which gets us right back on topic.
Right, it does. So, I mean, I think this whole thing is like really funny. So when you sent this story to me, I was like, wow, I can't believe this is what we're going to talk about today. But listen, it's better than talking about all of the horrible shootings and everything that have been going on in the world. So we needed to do a little bit of a deep dive on this. It's just,
well, and there was a lot of response to that woman on Mumsnet's blog post, because when she was asking, you know, do you think that this is catfishing to like really change your appearance with makeup, or do you think that this is completely fine? There was a lot of variations of opinions. There were women who thought makeup of any kind is super fake, and if you wear it at all, that means you're not comfortable in your own skin. But there were other women who were like, no, it just enhances the features that you have, kind of like what you said, right?
Right. Well, what do you think about a woman that like gets all the plastic surgery, like gets all the fillers and stuff? Because fillers are basically temporary.
Yeah, that's true.
People just get them over and over and over again. You know, but like, remember when Courtney Cox got filler and it looked like crap, and then she said, I'm not going to do it anymore. And then she waited like a year and they went away. Right. And then now she looks more normal again. But she was looking like a total like puffy cat for a while there.
I know.
But I mean, so what do you think about that? So, because that also completely alters the way that somebody looks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen a lot of people the Meg Ryans and people like that of the world completely. They have altered the way that they look. I mean, look at the Kardashians. Look at the way that they looked 10 years ago and the way that they look now.
It's completely different.
Right.
And there's some makeup artists, too. I don't know if you've ever seen those videos from like Japanese makeup artists who not only make themselves look, you know, different with pounds and pounds of makeup, they literally can transform themselves into famous celebrities.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So we're talking about Asian people whose eyes are obviously very different, turning themselves into
like
Michael
Angelina
Jackson, Madonna, like all these people. And I just with makeup. It's incredible.
Yeah, so to me, that's costuming. That's like you're going out and pretending to be somebody else. You're totally not yourself. That is catfishing.
Right. Well, like if they went out and they tried to present themselves to a potential partner.
Yeah, I'm Angelina Jolie. Okay. But I'm actually a 19-year-old Japanese girl.
Psych!
That's like the very definition of catfishing, right?
Yeah, I mean, that would definitely be the thing. I mean, you already hear people who are on the dating apps, right, who get mad because, oh, the picture that you used in your profile doesn't look anything like you. You use like a 5-year-old picture.
Yeah, Brian Stelter. God. We were so onto you.
I mean, come on, Brian Stelter.
You're using a picture that's from high school. Stop it.
But what's the point of that? Because it's like we said in our earlier podcast today, even. We were saying, listen, we can see you on TV today.
Right. We see how you look. We know that you are not, in fact, 17 years old and, 145 pounds.
I mean, come on,
like,
Brian Stelter.
We can see that. We can see it with our eyeballs. I know.
So there's no reason to present your, there's no reason to use old photos. There's no reason to present yourself in a way that doesn't represent your everyday.
Right.
That's why I don't understand about people who would do that on a dating app specifically to find a potential long-term partner.
Right.
Don't you want them to know you as you actually are?
And the thing is, like, one day, if you think you're going to find a potential mate and then get married, are you ever going to shower near that person? Like, how are you going to...
Or with that person?
Exactly. How's that going to work for you?
Like, can you imagine if you get into the shower all contoured and caked on, and then the entire shower is ruined because you've got brown shit falling off your face?
Right. It's like, do you just avoid water? Are you like a gremlin your whole marriage? What are you going to do with... Like, how do you do that?
How these does people, this even work?
I don't know, because I'm not that person. Because I'm the person who... I mean, I've just... I have done everything in front of my husband. I've just been like... I have puked. I've done it all. You know what I mean? Like, we've both given birth in front of our husband. We've done all the things. You've had your organs on a table in front of your husband.
Yeah. He's seen our organs of mine that I've never seen.
Right. I mean, and he's still there. So, I mean, this is the thing. Like, that's why I look at my husband. I'm like, you've seen it all, baby. Like, and you're still here. You've been through all the stuff with me.
Yeah.
You've seen me at my worst. You've seen all the things. And you've seen all the things down here, too. And so you've been at the business end during the birth of our child. Like, I mean, you've seen all. So why would somebody not want that? I don't know why they wouldn't want somebody to know all of them and see all the things. That's true intimacy, right?
Yeah, yeah. And logistically, it's got to be a nightmare to be with someone who goes through that entire setup every single day, or just to go out, they require like an hour to get all of their stuff on there. Ugh. I mean, I just can't imagine being, that has to be exhausting.
Yeah, these people are obviously not parents.
I mean... Who's got that kind of time?
Right.
For real. It reminds me, you know how like if you on your phone, you can set up your contacts to have an associated picture of them, like whatever picture you want.
Uh-huh.
So my husband and I have had a long running fight because the picture that he has of me that shows up when I call him or when
it's
I text
Selma
him.
It's Selma Hayek. Who is it?
It's just the exact opposite.
It is
a picture of me when I was in the hospital, and I'm super embarrassed. And like, there was a point where I like had the sheet pulled up over my face, so it's just half my face, and I have glasses on and no like makeup. And this was when I wore contacts back in the day, and so I had my glasses on, no makeup. My hair is disgusting.
What were you in the hospital for?
Probably giving birth or something. I don't remember.
Oh my god, I love that though. That's what he remembers you. He remembers you being in the hospital giving birth.
It's a horrible photo. I hate this photo. So every time I look at his phone, I'm like, why do you use that as the picture of me? Like, why is that the picture that you chose? And he was like, I think it's really cute.
Oh my God, I love that. See, he probably remembers that day very fondly, and he associates that with, you know, like you having your baby.
I guess. I don't know.
I think that's so sweet.
But it is funny that that is the picture he chose. Where if he asked me, which picture should I use of you?
That time in Mexico, I wore the fishnets and the schoolgirl like outfit.
Well, and I would probably choose one of the professional photos, right?
Right. A boudoir
and he
picture.
Actually chooses like the worst one. And so,
but see, this is
that's
the thing
love
about,
right there.
Right. This is the thing about men. But see, that's also kind of a weird thing about dudes is that he won't notice if I go get my hair done and I get all dolled up. But then he'll say, oh, you look pretty today, like on the days where I actually think I look like shit.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's what my husband does. And I don't have any makeup on. And I actually smell from working in the yard. And, you know, it's like, I feel gross.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, oh, you look so beautiful today. And I'm like, why? But why? You know?
What's that Katy Perry song? Look so pretty without any makeup on.
Yeah. And this is the thing. There's no rhyme or reason.
There's no rhyme or reason. I wonder if all of this contouring stuff is just another example of generational differences.
Maybe.
Because we're old. Let's face it.
We are old.
That's why we're members of AMAC.
You're right.
which you're is right. The Association of Mature American Citizens.
Yeah, we're not old, Mock. We're just mature.
We're just mature. And if you are in your 50s or up and you're looking for an alternative to AARP and you really would like your money, and it's not a lot of money, we're talking $16 a year for a membership. If you're looking for your money to be used to promote values that you believe in, conservative, traditional values, and you want an organization that still provides you with all the great discounts and the membership benefits that an AARP does, you can get that with AMAC, and you also know that your money is going to an organization who is standing up for the Constitution. They fight with a full-time presence in D.C. They are there all the time talking to members of Congress, talking to the administration to talk about legislative actions on behalf of us, on behalf of their membership. This is such a big deal. It's what makes AMAC so worth it.
Yeah, they're completely awesome. We stand with AMAC, you guys, and we hope that you will too. Stand with us today and join at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks. The benefits of membership are completely awesome, but the cause is even greater. Join today at amac.us/chicks.
Very excited that we have a couple of reviews this week.
We do. What are they?
We do. So one came from Caleb Mathis, whose subject line just said, "Finally." And it says, "Love you, ladies. You guys are amazing. Unfiltered truth is hard to find, but found it. I've gone back and listened to all your episodes. Love everything you do." And then Inga Britt 80 said, "Love you, ladies. I love listening to your show every day. You say all the things.
All the things."
"That we are thinking. Please don't ever stop." And the good news is that we have no intention of stopping.
No.
And we really appreciate it when people leave reviews and comments on the Apple iTunes podcast platform.
That's really, really sweet. I love that. You know, one of the guys that came and picked up our dumpster today, because we've been like throwing more crap away out of our house because we're leaving in like 2 days. He listens to our show and he loves our show and loves our podcast and everything. So it was funny because I was like, "Well, keep on listening to the podcast because we're going to do it until we die." That's what I said. And you know what? It's true. I think we're going to be doing this.
I do too.
You say we're old, we're mature, whatever you want to call us. I don't care. But I feel like we're going to be doing this until one of us keels over.
Or until like one of us is like, "What was your name again?"
Yeah. Maka what? Yeah. So we're going to keep on keeping on, you guys. And we
That's really right.
Appreciate your messages. You can find us on our website at chicksontheright.com. That's where all good chicks things come from. That's where you can find everything about us. And then all the social channels, Instagram is at Chicks on Right, Twitter at Chicks on Right, and then all the other places like Rumble and Parler and all the other things that I don't know much about. But we're out there. We're doing them.
We're doing the things.
Find us there. And I don't know, is there anything else you want to add?
On Facebook, if you would like to join our troll-free zone,
yes.
We have a Chicks on the Right Insiders group on Facebook. You would just go to Facebook and search Chicks on the Right Insiders, and you can join a very exclusive community that gets exclusive content from us, but also enjoys the troll-free community of like-minded people who are amazing.
Yeah, they are.
So that would be another place
they
to
are.
Check us out.
You guys have a fantastic week, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye!
Bye, everybody.
Two Senate Democrats vow not to change the filibuster, Joe Biden creates a commission to pack the Supreme Court, and fonts are now racist. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and hopefully leave you laughing too. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.